that on both sides to plant those other plants in.
You could just kind of like form a
circle. We're planting an iris as the center point, and then around it we're planting six lilies of different red shades to, and we have white and red to, you know, go Razorbacks. And and then around it we're going to plant different gladiola, caladium, and, you know, lily bulbs.
Jordan Miller is a University of Arkansas undergraduate student. She and about 20 other students are working on planting the University of Arkansas's very own campus community garden. The garden is the result of a campus-wide effort led by University of Arkansas Honors College student Emily Crossfield.
Well, I studied abroad this past summer in Berlin, and I saw a bunch of urban gardening there and about how it brought different people together. And there's probably not one person out here that I would have met if I hadn't started this, and some of them are really good friends now, so that was my main motivation. I don't know that much about plants, I'm learning, but I do know about people, so that's why I really wanted to do this.
Crossfield is a junior at the university. She's an honors biochemistry major, and her minor is in sustainability. She's also the director of sustainability for the Associated Student Government. The community garden will serve as a capstone project required for a sustainability minor. She's being mentored by Dr. Kurt Rom, a professor of horticulture and honors program director for Bumpus College. Crossfield says she started working on the community garden after Samantha Jones, a recent honors graduate of Bumpus College, surveyed about 86 universities with community gardens to research best practices for her honors thesis. Crossfield says Jones's research helped lay the groundwork for the garden.
She got a good basis of what makes a garden successful and what doesn't. So she was really helpful, especially in the beginning, figuring out the location, the importance of it being, you know, somewhere central. And she's been a very big help.
The campus community garden is 500 square feet in size and located between the Maple Hill West and Maple Hill East student residence halls on the University of Arkansas campus. While the location is favorable in a high visibility area, it does come with some challenges. For example, certain areas of the garden receive less sunlight and have poor soil conditions. However, Crossfield says taking a few steps in the right direction can resolve these problems.
We just made up with that with our plant selection, honestly. Picking stuff like herbs and cucumbers, staying away from things like tomatoes that are really they bring in a lot of pests. Bringing in flowers helps, being a natural repellent too, so just bringing in a bunch of those different aspects. You just have to be careful with what you buy when you know you're going to have limited sun, is what I've learned. I didn't know that coming in.
Along with planting some shade-loving herbs, the group also plans to plant some broccoli, peppers, cucumbers, squash, and some flowers. Financial support for the garden was provided by the Associated Student Government, Residence Inter-Hall Congress, Department of Facilities Management, and two registered student organizations called Grow Green and the Horticulture Club. Soil for the garden was provided by Facilities Management, and the compost came from the recycled food from the university cafeterias. Emily Crossfield walks over to a heap of compost.
And it's really funny because you can tell that this is compost from the cafeterias. Where is it? There's like pieces of corn on the cob that we found, and the butter packets. We probably found 50 butter packets. So you can tell it's real compost from the cafeterias.
More than 50 students from different university departments have come together to help design and plant the garden over the last few months. Tim Larrabee is one of them. He's using a shovel to get rocks out of the ground to level it properly.
We're going to put a bed here, and the ground is really hard with a bunch of clay and rock, and so we're going to have to make a raised bed, but we have to tear it all up first and relay this so we can build the wall, like that one over there.
The benefits of the project will be reaped by everyone involved. Crossfield says one half of the produce will go to anyone who continues to help with the garden.
The people that work, if you work and you come out, and you show dedication, and care for the garden, then you get to take some home. And also the other half is going to the Full Circle Food Pantry. And so people who go there can have, you know, they can have herbs to spice up their soup, or they might have some peppers or something like that. Just something different, fresh food. I think it makes a difference, flowers, if we have enough. So.
Not only does Crossfield want students to come together to work on the community garden, she also wants the experience to be educational.
During the summer, we're bringing in Upward Bound, and then we're trying to get Leverett Elementary involved for kids to know that their food doesn't come from McDonald's, it can come from the ground. And so for if you don't have the ability to make a garden yourself, you can learn from here still.
Emily Crossfield says the process of bringing the concept of a campus community garden to life has been a learning experience.
You have to be patient. Things to get done take a lot of time. But I've also learned to appreciate the people that support you. And I just want to give them a big hug all the time because they've been extremely helpful. So, but yeah, being patient and not always getting your way is okay sometimes. Sometimes it works for the better. So, you know, it's been good.
The University of Arkansas will dedicate the campus community garden this coming Monday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. The dedication ceremony will feature a number of speakers, including Dr. Kurt Rom, Professor of Horticulture and Bumpus College Honors Program Director, Steve Boss, Professor of Geosciences and Coordinator of Sustainability Minor Program, and University of Arkansas Chancellor Dr. G. David Gerhardt. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Iti Agnihotri Madholkar.